Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. As we go forward in Him, doing what He does, loving like He loves, giving like He gives, acting on the life that He's given us, we get to know the Lord more and more. Something happens to every part of us as we endeavor to move along in the ways of God. Our foundation gets stronger. Our roots grow deeper. You know, when you see a tree grow, you don't see but half of that tree growing. What's in the ground is stronger than what's on top. Foundation. When people have foundation and the storms of the world blow, the roots are deep and secure the plant or the tree or the person. When we receive God's word in our heart and we have roots, when the storms of life happen, we still stand. We still go forward. We still endure. And not just survive, but thrive. We can thrive in a storm. They're coming to those, many have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And people fall. They don't grow. They choose to remain the same. They live in a comfort, a false sense of comfort, a false comfort zone. They try to find comforts wherever they can and just live a beggarly life, or, you know, a miserly life, afraid to give, afraid to thrive, afraid to live, afraid to try what they really love to do. But when you have the love of God in you, you overcome all those obstacles. And you can live and you can go forward without thinking about the fears of this life and the seducing emotional ties to this life. We can win in every way of life. We can thrive and go forward and not backwards. We can choose to live, we can choose to conquer, we can choose to grow, and we can choose to hate the darkness. If darkness is a problem, hate it. Just hate it. Say you hate it. If you can say you hate it, with faith, you can hate it and it won't be a problem anymore. And you can give your attention to the Lord. And when the Lord has our attention, there's nothing we can't do. We can go forward and not backwards. We can always live, thrive, and sing the songs of Zion. We can sing it in faith. We can live with the joy of the Lord. I'm not talking about just barely getting along. I'm talking about thriving in life. The storms rage. If the storms can rage, we can rage even more in Christ against that storm. And then the natural storms, we can speak to it. I don't know how many times. I'm used to speaking the storms. I say, Satan, stop it. Or I say, peace be still, just like Jesus did. Or I say, Satan, you can't use that storm to kill people. We are in authority. And together we can do even more. But one person can do the things of God. And when it happens, when we have the success we were after, it happened because it's a grace. We were operating in a grace that God gave us. And when we talk about it, it's not to our glory, it's to the glory of God. He's the one that gave us authority. He made us to have we're just doing what we're supposed to do. We were made in His image. We were made to have authority on the earth, not Satan. Satan has usurped authority on earth. And he's here because somebody gave him authority over the earth. But somebody else gave us authority over him. And that's what we have to, that's where we live. That's where our house is. That's where we grow from glory to glory. We're in a state of being, of life. And we can stop Satan at our will. We don't have to ask the Lord, can we do it? If you see satanic activity, shut it down at your will. You don't have to wonder, well, what somebody else thinks. You don't have to go ask your pastor. You don't have to go ask your friends. Should we just go ahead and shut it down? If you see satanic activity, wherever you are, if you're walking through the room and the TV's on, and you hear that somebody just got kidnapped, shut it down. I've done it. It works. Now, I don't know about everything that's going on. And I have to do, I have my own responsibilities. But if I know about something, I'll shut it down. And I've had wonderful success doing so. If you see satanic activity, just shut it down. If you win the war within, the war without is easy. You don't have to go and manhandle Satan to shut him down. You speak in faith. And the Lord backs it up because you believed his word and you didn't believe the lies of this world. Shut it down. At your will, shut it down. The Lord loves us and he gave his life for us. He helped us grow from glory to glory. We can always shut it down. We can always win. We can always go forward. We don't have to wait. We don't have to do a dance and a song, and we don't have to pray all night. You just shut it down. Speak the name of Jesus in faith. Learn to use the authority you learn about. And then when, you know, all those other things help you get to a point where you'll shut it down. Singing the songs of Zion, keeping your mind on the Lord, growing roots. Now this is not work. This is life. This is how you handle life. Use it. It gets easier as you do. You know, the old gunfighters, they were good with a gun because that's what they lived by. They were living by the sword. And they were good at it. And they would practice. And then they get cocky and they go try the wrong person and get shot. Nevertheless, they practiced. They were good at what they did. Until they met somebody that was better at what they did. Now you can't meet somebody that's better than what Christ has done for us. We don't go out and start fights just to prove something. We shut Satan down because we can. And because we should. We've been given life. Life is stronger than death. Life is better than death. We don't have to wait. We don't have to ask somebody for somebody's permission. We just, if you see satanic activity, just shut it down at your will. And grow from glory to glory. It's easy to grow in the light. It's easy to grow. It's easy to function. It's easy to have the life of God working in you. Very easy. Remember, the Lord gave us authority to do things like this, to help people live, to shut down Satan and to live the life of God in the presence of all. You know, one thing Jesus said, he said when you enter a city, if your peace remain on the house, stay where the peace is. Follow the peace. He said, don't go house to house. Everybody don't want the life of God. Go where God send you to. Go where you can be effective. Go where the hot spots are. If you can yield yourself to the Lord, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be easy to do. It will be better. You're going to find out that you can do things you didn't think you could do. Because when you're around hungry people that want to know God, and you help people see him, you're going to witness manifestations of the Holy Spirit. You're going to witness miracles. Miracles don't happen around everybody. Miracles happen around people who desire what God is saying. And you're also going to notice, because it's definitely going to happen, people that don't want to know God, you, the Holy Spirit, when you follow the peace, you won't have anything to say. His word, you know, he gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. And you're going to sense that there's nothing to say to this person. Or it'll be, whatever you say may be limited, or sometimes nothing at all. And sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. And sometimes it's the people you love and care about. It depends on what stage of life they're in. And the Lord will give you wisdom for every case. Every person is like a case. And the Lord knows what to do. You have to learn to follow His guidance. Follow the peace. And if you can follow the peace, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. When you follow the peace, you have the ability to do things that you normally couldn't do. You're operating according to the Word of God. And you're doing things that God said do. You're sanctioned when you follow the peace. You're correct when you follow the peace. And the Lord is the one who made it all possible. As we grow from glory to glory, we don't just grow roots, we grow up. And as you grow, you learn how to thrive in life. There's a bitter stage of survival. Surviving is not fun, it's very uncomfortable, but it's worth it. And as you learn to live and thrive, that's like another life all by itself. Growing roots is very important. But as you learn to thrive, you also grow roots. What I'm saying is this, it gets better and it gets easier. You won't live the rest of your life in survival mode. You're going to learn to thrive. And you're going to grow from glory to glory. You're going to become stable. And you're going to give people hope, because you're going to give them faith. And everybody that receives faith receives hope. If they can receive faith, they can receive hope. And some people will receive hope to receive faith. They see you doing it, and your life is working, and they'll become, if they love the love of God, if they are attracted to the love of God, they're going to be inspired by the life of God. And then they'll become covenant people. Covenant people are people who believed on Jesus Christ and they have faith in His works. They have covenant. And they call Him Lord. And they look to Him and they want to know Him. And this is being on fire for God. All the good and wonderful works and the miracles, all those things are byproducts of the life of God that you've received. Remember, when you receive the life of God, you have all the rights and privileges of Jesus Christ. You can do what He did. You just have to learn of Him so you can perform them. And God can cause you to understand things. He can cause you to say things that's necessary. And sometimes without your knowledge. The emotions, you know, when you're leaving the attachments of the world, the emotions, you have to grow. Your emotions grow roots too. Your emotional life becomes stronger and stronger. Some people, they don't progress because they don't handle their emotions. They let their emotions handle them. They're driven by their emotions. Their emotional life is weaker. They're in covenant. But when something of God happens, they get surprised. When something terrible happens, they get in fear, or they get, you know, they react to the problem. This is easily defeatable. You just have to learn to stop trusting your emotions. The proverb said, you know, Solomon said in Proverbs, don't be afraid of sudden fear. No matter what happened, be anxious for nothing. Choose to not be anxious for any reason. Be stable. And you do this not by trying to do it, by looking to the Lord. You can't get in a situation that he can't fix. Unless you defy the life of God and go to hell. But anything on this side, on above ground, you can follow God. You can always choose to follow God. You can always choose to follow the peace. Now, when you follow the peace and things happen, now it's up to you to go and ask the Lord, okay, Lord, how did this happen? Why did that work this way? And he can explain some things to you. By this, you'll be equipped to thrive, and you'll grow roots, and you'll do better than you used to. And you're going to find out that life is better than it looks. And things are better than they seem. And you're not subject to the beggarly elements of this world, this lousy world system. You can overcome the wicked ways of the world. And you can do the things of God and live. You can challenge the things of this world. You can put a stop to it. You can shut down satanic activity at your will, whether it's the weather, whether it's terrorists, even warriors. You can shut things down. If you can believe it, you can do it. You can stop murders. And you can pray for people in leadership that God will give them wisdom to overcome. I'm disappointed by all the Christians that won't pray for our president, the mayors, the governors, the Congress, the Senate. They just talk about it. As if God is not there. As if God can't be involved. God, don't expect God to be involved if you're not involving him. But I thank God for people who do. There are people who continually pray for the president. And then there are people who continue, even covenant people, who continually talk about the president. But they're doing something against they're reaping wrong. They're sowing wrong, so they're going to reap wrong. But if you pray for people, you remember, we need to pray for people who desperately use us. What are we going to pray? Follow the peace. Pray God's will on their life so that they'll have a chance to live. So that tell Satan he can't use them and ask the Lord to reveal the truth to them. Forgive them. That's the first thing. When people do you wrong, forgive them and pray for their soul. Use the love you have for their soul and pray for their soul. And bind and loose. You bind up the things that Satan has done and you loose the life of God. All this is very important to us. If we follow God and do his word, we can grow from glory to glory, glory to glory. We can do these things. We can understand. There's nothing we can't do. The life of God is very important to us. As you grow from glory to glory, you can change some things. And your prayers avail much. Acting like our prayers don't avail much is not of God. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.